Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Excited to welcome to our program today, singer and musician Jimmy Charles. He's making his first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about his love of music, but how he's been able to use the platform that he has to bring attention to causes that matter to him. One of the ways he's doing it during the month of September is by tag-teaming with the organization Zero to not only raise awareness about prostate cancer, but also, of course, through his single Superman, he's able to honor those who are not only living with prostate cancer, but also, of course, the survivors, and also I think their families. If you've seen the videos, it's a powerful song, a powerful message that Jimmy's been able to share. I want to talk to him about the experience of not only penning that song, but also what it's been like for him to see the response. And of course, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, we'll let you guys hear Superman here, as well as tell you guys a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. Jimmy, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
How are you?
Hey, doing really good, Jimmy. Really appreciate your taking out the time. I know that you've been very busy out on the road and continue to travel and spreading the message about Zero and Superman with the world. So we'll talk more about that later. But, Jimmy, what has this experience been like for you? For one thing, to have this video, of course, premiering on CMT.com, to see the amazing response there, and now, of course, the way people are rallying around this song. I mean, what has that whole experience been like during this time?
Oh, it's just amazing. You know, I still am pinching myself, you know, through this whole thing. I just made my GAC debut 2 days ago and saw it for myself, you know, and the message getting out there and the response that it's getting is just incredible. And just all these people I don't even know and having them reach out to me and let them know what the song means to them and, you know, their personal experiences, like I said, a dream come true for me to have this kind of purpose for my music. You know, I've been at this a long time, and I've done some really amazing things and had a great run. But this, you know, until this point, you know, now I get to try to get out there and spread a message and save people's lives. And it's really gratifying for me. I just feel so blessed to be able to have this opportunity.
Yeah. You know, the thing I thought was so interesting, Jimmy, about you as I was prepping for this segment, one of the reasons why I think the song is resonating so much, and even that you are being able to experience as you are, is because I think it really shows the power that music has to be able to not only unite people, but also to inspire people. Is that part of what you've been seeing as you've been out on this tour and performing this single?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, music, it speaks, you know, volumes over just words itself. You know, you can really reach people with music. And, you know, I wrote this song with a cancer survivor when I was given this opportunity. It has such a great story. You know, I was just volunteering for Zero Cancer and helping them raise awareness and at one of their races, where they have races all across the country. And then they asked me to write this song. And, you know, I really wanted to wrap myself around what it's like to get that kind of news. What is it like to be told, hey, you know, one day you're fine or you think you're fine, and then all of a sudden you're in a fight for your life? I mean, I really wanted to make sure that I really could feel, you know, what these people are going through. So I brought a cancer survivor named Phil Shulka, who now is a mentor, and was a stage 3 Gleason 10, you know, very close to stage 4 cancer and beat it. And now he goes and mentors and brings hope to other cancer survivors. Brought him in. He told his story to myself and Goose Gossett, who wrote the song. And, you know, we felt him. You know, he talked for an hour and we didn't say a word. You know, and now when I get out and I sing it in front of thousands of survivors, when people are hearing it on CMT and GAC and YouTube, or if I sing it live, you know, I'm telling their story in a song. And it's, you know, you can't just say that. You know, they're just like, man, this is exactly what I'm going through. So we're really proud to have a song that tells that story. And I'm so happy that I brought in a cancer survivor, because I don't think this would not have happened. It really wouldn't have, we wouldn't have hit, you know, a home run the way we did without his story. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. It says so much. It says so much also, I think, about the passion that you have for being able, you know, to tell a story through music, but also to make sure that it's an authentic story, and being able to have that support has to be a great thing. And along the way, I noticed even when I was prepping for this segment with you, Jimmy, that you have people who are not only hearing this song, but also, of course, I think it's allowing them to understand that they're not by themselves. Has that also been gratifying for you, for people to know that, you know, you're not the only one that's going through this? You have people that are standing by your side, and to be that strength for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the most powerful lyrics in this song is you are not alone, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a big moment in the song. And, you know, that came from, you know, this is for anybody who's dealt in any way with cancer. You know, zero cancer focuses on men's prostate cancer, which you don't hear a lot about because men suffer alone. And men don't have a voice as much as, you know, like the women get out there and they're always, you know, you see all kinds of stuff with breast cancer. The NFL, everywhere is pink. And that's wonderful that they have this voice. But, you know, 1 in 7 men get prostate cancer. A lot of them suffer alone. It's a very private type of cancer that they don't like to talk about. And the last thing, you know, anybody should have to do is suffer alone and go through this and feel as though they're alone. So, you know, that's one of the most gratifying things is going out there. And even if men are kind of, you know, keeping to themselves or whatever, when I'm getting out there and I'm talking and they're hearing some of the interviews I'm doing and watching this show, you know, that someone is out there and understands what they're going through and they're not, you know, going through this by themselves, and they don't have to, you know, and they don't have to be Superman and do it all themselves. Men want, you know, they say, well, I can handle it. I can handle it. No, you know, you don't want to have to battle this by yourself, and we're here for you. And that's the message of the song.
Exactly. We're going to be hearing that song here in just a moment. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jimmy Charles is making his first appearance on our program today. We're talking to him not only about the gift of music that he has, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world, especially in a big way this month, as September is recognized for a lot of different things, including Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And the song that Jimmy has been talking about, Superman, it premiered on CMT.com in the beginning of this month to an amazing response, as he was saying, also at GAC. And now, of course, people are able to not only watch this video, but also to really get the message. I want to talk about the video before we hear the song, because I want our listeners, if they have not done so already, if they're joining us online, Jimmy, they can actually click on the link to the video right from our main page here. But, you know, the thing for me was that video is such a great marriage of what that song represents. We don't always see that as the case. You know, some videos you look at and say, what song is that for? And, you know, because it doesn't seem to go together. But what was it like for you to see the way it all kind of came together in this, you know, amazing visual?
Well, you know, first of all, I wanted to make sure that I had the right guy on the project. My friend Steve Condon, he just did Old Dominion's brand new music video, Break Up With Him, which is, you know, it's getting great reviews and top 20, I believe, on CMT. He's also done a lot of stuff with Phil Vassar. You know, there was no cutting corners on any of this project. You know, once I walked out of that writer's room with Phil, the cancer survivor, and myself, Goose, we knew that what we had in our hands, and you know, from the production of the song in itself and the recording and the production of the music video, we knew that we weren't going to have anything but the best. And Steve did an amazing job. The actors did amazing. Tom Booten, a great actor, friend of mine. It was really cool. I'll tell you, this was my first real music video, like real music video, and I knew everyone in the video, and I really wanted to make sure that I had the right people. It's funny because my mom actually plays the wife to Tom, who is the main character who finds out he gets cancer, and my mom did awesome. You know, I was so happy with her, but everything just really meshed together, and you know, I knew that Steve was going to do a great job. And I know I've been making a lot of people cry this past week but you know, the song is real and the message is real, and you know, we're going to save lives with it. But you know, again, there was no way that I wanted this to kind of halfway hit it. You know, I wanted everything to be perfect, and I really think it came out just perfectly.
Yeah, it totally did. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single yet, here's your opportunity. I should say the song is available through your favorite digital outlet. Of course, our friends are Amazon.com here, so you guys can get it wherever you can. But here is Superman by Jimmy Charles. Stay with us. We'll be back with our final moments with Jimmy right after this.
Every morning, the best shape of my life. I'm everything to my three kids, I love her to my wife. Still run 5 miles when I get home, play pickup at the Y. So why's this doctor telling me should be scared for my life? And I didn't want to come here, I swear I'm feeling fine. Cancer man, I say you lost your mind. It's the hardest thing I'll ever do, swallow my pride, face the truth, go through hell, feel the fear, and praise the Lord that I'm still here, and I still got more miles here on this road, and now I'm here to help you all understand. I struggled through the treatment, I fought hard through the pain. There were days where I would give up hope and give God all the blame. Then I thought of all I had to lose, I saw my family. Then it finally all hit home, this wasn't about me. It's the hardest thing I'll ever do, swallow my pride, go through hell, feel the fear, and praise the Lord that I'm still here. I still got more miles here on this road, and now I'm here to help you all understand that you can't fight this battle on your own. You ain't Superman. Face the truth, you'll go through hell, you'll feel the fear, but if you press on, you'll still be here. But you still got more miles here on this road, and I hope that you can understand. Brother, you can't fight this battle.
That was Superman by recording artist Jimmy Charles. We've actually been speaking with Jimmy today. A very powerful song, and again, this month it's very important to be able to share that song as well as the video with others. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, Jimmy has teamed up with Zero Cancer. You guys can find out more information about them by going to zerocancer.org. But they've teamed up to be able to not only raise awareness about prostate cancer, but also, of course, to allow people to know, of course, as the song says, they're not by themselves. They don't have to go through this by themselves as well. Do you think that is one of the most important things, I think, Jamie, for anyone going through a challenge or a difficult situation, to know that there are people there rooting for their success?
Absolutely. You know, there's no way that with something like this that you ever want to feel alone. You know, how it's got to be so – I can't – you know, I'm so close to this now and the races that I go through. And I talk to the survivors and I just – my heart goes out to them. I couldn't imagine what it's like, you know, to get this news and have to battle through what they – and they're so strong. You know, we have it – we're so lucky. We don't realize how lucky we are. And, you know, to be, you know, we complain about all kinds of things and about little things that mean nothing in our lives. I mean, imagine what these people are going through, you know, and we're complaining about traffic or something like that, you know. Hey, right. At least you're not fighting for your life. So, you know, getting close to these people and being able to be there for them and make them feel like, hey, there's someone out there that's that understands, you know, at least the best that I can, what you're going through and telling their story, you know, it's just great because that's the last thing that anyone should feel when, you know, they have to battle this beast is that they're alone, you know. So definitely that's a huge, huge message, you know, that and then, you know, early detection, especially with prostate cancer, you know, and a lot of different cancers, but prostate cancer specifically does not have any symptoms. So, you know, you're talking about something that kills 30,000 people just in the United States every year. One man every 19 minutes dies from prostate cancer. One in seven get it, and you never hear about it, and it doesn't show any symptoms. If you start getting symptoms from prostate cancer, a lot of times it's too late, but it's a very treatable, very, very treatable. So if you're getting your checkups, you know, then you can catch it in time, or, you know, at least you'll know that, you know, everything is good, but you can feel strong like Superman and still have this thing inside you. So, you know, definitely no one should suffer alone. And, you know, the other message is get in there, suck it up, buttercup, you know, get checked, because it's not just about you. You know, it's about the people who love you. It's about your family. It's about all it's not just about you. So that's the message that we're getting out there.
Yeah, a powerful message, and so glad that you've been able to share with us here, Jamie, as well as with others. Again, everyone, recording artist Jamie Charles has been our guest. Make sure you guys do support that single, as well as head over and share the video as well. Powerful video. If you think the song is great, the video is equally as powerful, so make sure you guys are sharing it. Jamie, how can our listeners stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, I have a lot going on. You know, September is a huge month for me. I actually just got back in from Nashville. You know, I went to five cities. I've got five more to go just in this month. There's all kinds of races across the country, so you can join me at the races. I'm going to Cincinnati and then San Antonio, Baltimore, St. Louis, Harrisburg, and then I'll be in Virginia Beach. But there's races all over the place. You can see that at zerocancer.org. You can also go to jimmycharlesmusic.com. All of my social media is there. Please, please get on my Facebook. Send me a message. If you hear the song and it touches you in a certain way, I want to hear about it. I love that stuff. You know, a lot of people just kind of, they'll listen to it. And people have been sending me the comments. You know, they'll share it on their pages, and I'll see comments from them. And I love that stuff, you know, because for me that's – I don't sing to myself, you know, I sing for everyone else. So I love to see the way this thing gets out there. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Get on there, send me a message. I'll be sitting here right now, and we'd love to hear from everyone.
All right. Well, Jamie, thank you again. Again, like I said, I know it's a busy time for you, so help our listeners stay connected with you at jimmycharlesmusic.com. And then, of course, be able to follow you on social media. And we look forward to the next conversation with you, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've already tagged Jimmy there to make it easy for you guys to be able to stay connected with him as well. So make sure you guys do, you know, make sure you guys are following him on Facebook as well as on Twitter. Stay connected with all the great things that he has going on not only this month, but also for the rest of the year. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.